Oh my god.
Boys, it's been a while. We're back.
Who said you get to start?
It's true. I didn't have anything, so I'm glad you did.
You're welcome.
This is new.
I know. It feels weird.
It does feel weird.
You've been busy.
Yeah, and that job that's made me busy.
Yeah.
I'm leaving tomorrow. Tomorrow's my last day.
Oh, for real.
The betting one? Yeah.
Well, so, it got you some funny money for sure.
It all went to student loans.
Yeah.
Every cent.
That's for our generation, that's what funny money is. Student loan money. Miranda, this is coming through with the wings. Love it.
Thank you, Shelby. New digs.
Yeah. How are you enjoying the new house? No pressure.
Are you moved in?
Yeah, pretty much.
This is his couch.
Scotty, my couch is in. It's pretty official.
We're not going to hear you unless you get closer to the mic, buddy. You guys basically have to be kissing. You should be kissing. Kiss right now.
Yeah, moving is just fucking terrible.
Yeah.
I was counting it.
Move my ass over to get Zach's face.
Dude, stop.
Dude, it's. I know it's so annoying to you, but that's. I live for Scotty.
What's crazy is that he asked me a couple weeks ago, like, suggestions on what kind to get. And I like did a little research. I was like, "This would be good."
I see it. Okay. When I'm with you guys, I see it in Scotty's hands more than Zach. And then I'm like, "Why don't you get one?" He's like, "Jess won't let me."
She won't.
Scotty, when he looks at this, the same look that I get in my eyes when it's like, as soon as I get home from work, I look at the beers in my fridge, like,
"Get that man his keys."
you know what Zach's research actually was? Was just like, go to any vape shop; they'll probably hook you up.
That's literally what he said. No, it's not.
Yes, it was.
No, it's not. We could go to the table.
Zach,
who cares? We're on the clock right
you
now.
You can believe
we are kind of on the clock. We have 17 minutes to get a mock draft.
All right, let's do it.
But no, there was a TikTok Scotty sent that did remind me of you in the one playing Madden. Did he send it to you?
Maybe.
Where the guy just... the guy just starts losing in Madden and he's playing live against his friend.
Oh, yeah.
And he just starts... He just starts getting super personal with his insult. Yeah,
like, doesn't even fucking matter because your life is like literal shit. Like.
Okay. All right. I'll go first.
We can just get that one out of the way. This will count as a pick for all three of us.
No, I'm going to. No, we have not done that before.
Second, I.
Is this why you get to go first?
Yeah, I wanted to be one for one.
Can you kill yourself after you're done?
All right. With the first pick.
Ask hard enough.
The Bears are taking Caleb Williams.
Think about it. You don't have to go. You don't have to do any more work if you kill yourself.
Imagine you get that wrong.
I know that'd be tough. Zach,
there's a video of him smoking weed.
Before you get like that would matter. Yeah. before you go to the next pick,
who was on crack?
You want to tell him the story of that girl that came into the bar at. In Columbus, we were watching March Madness and told us about her son.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
Dude.
This needs to be told.
She just outed this motherfucker. I was kind of drunk at the time. So,
in 120 seconds.
She was talking to us. She was like, he broke his back. So
hold on. We'll set the table a little bit. She waltzed into the back room at, is it Pub Out Back?
Yeah.
And just like, within 2 minutes.
How's the brackets going? Oh good. Oh, you know, my son is in L.A. He like. Basically...
Did you say something about marketing, and then she just went about her son?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, she's like, oh yeah, yeah, you're right. She's like, what do you guys do? And I was like, oh, I work for a marketing agency in town. And she's
like, digital architect.
Digital marketing.
We're not reading these picks, though.
And she's like, you know what? My son does this, and he was actually out in L.A. until he basically was like. On benzos, and then he shit himself.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about
pissed
that.
Pissed himself or whatever.
He shit himself,
and then he had to move home. Yeah. And I'm like,
oh. I got fired.
I'm like, homie.
Broke his back.
Yeah, yeah. She was like,
shit
yeah.
his pants.
He had to come running home to mama. I'm like, damn.
I've
never seen someone's own mom body them like she did.
Zach smoked me when she left. He's like, you know what they say, toughest soldiers, brokest of backs.
Okay.
But March Madness is fun.
Who's next?
I'll never get paid for that UConn future.
I've asked him twice, so.
All right, who wants Washington?
I'll take it.
Okay.
Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels. Reached.
They should take Drake May, but they're going to take Jaden Daniels.
Reaching on Jaden Daniels, per my big board.
Biggest.
What?
Thing for New England. Hold on.
I can't even find Jaden Daniels.
Just he's like the fifth overall prospect. Yeah. Oh, Malik Nabers.
Where'd he go?
Am I wrong?
Yeah, why is this broken?
Type it in.
Type it in, Dad.
There you go. Yeah, right there. There you go.
Like 21.
Hey, guess what? New England's going JJ.
Ooh.
You think so? That's your pick.
Yeah. That's the first shakeup here.
Okay. So then,
I think they're going to trade out of it.
Get points if like,
they don't take Drake May, they're trading out. Yeah,
yeah. The person you pick just has to be picked in that slot, regardless of team.
Oh,
it's like if the Patriots draft McCarthy 13th out of some trade, I don't think you get the credit.
Oh, the only reason I'm picking it is specifically for New England.
All right, we'll give you credit.
Okay.
All right. Both scenarios. Get credit.
I call pick number four.
We're going in order, non-snake draft. This is the only time we don't do snake draft. The Arizona Cardinals, players. Kyler Murray is going to have a new target to throw to in Marvin Harrison Jr.
The only new target he's getting is whoever the Seahawks draft at cornerback.
See, Marvin Harrison Jr. has a chain of the circle of life with Simba and Mufasa with his dad. It was kind of cool.
That's pretty cool.
What if his dad gets murdered by a stampede of buffalo?
That would be pretty crazy.
Simba, what have you done?
Simba? Me?
What did I do?
Weren't you just singing with some hyenas the other day? That's sketchy as fuck, bro. Oh, is it my turn?
Yeah, fifth pick.
The fucking Chargers? This is where I would have picked J.J. McCarthy. The problem is Drake May's still on the fucking board. So I have to pick him. Malik Nabers.
Yeah. That's a good pick.
Oh, shit. Why did I do this? I'm so bad at technology. Giants.
This is Drake May.
If he were still there. I mean, he's not going to be there.
I think the Giants will trade up for Drake May. Okay. And the Patriots.
Weren't you just singing with Ike?
They're like the most unapologetic bad guys.
That was super fucking sketchy.
It's like,
bro,
one of them literally sounds like Cheech Marin.
All right, so what are you going six? Drake May?
Yeah, he's taking Drake May. All
right,
there's the flyover. They got some fucking warthogs. That's awesome.
All right, the Titans.
Joe Alt. Whose turn
this is
it?
My pick. Oh, it's your pick. But I'm in between Joe Alt and Scotty's guy, Romeo Dunze.
Oh, he's a bust.
That's what I told him. I said Scotty's hated this guy for years.
Joe Alt, Notre Dame tackle to the Titans. Cornerstone tackle.
Easy.
Easy first safe pick for Brian Callahan era.
Yeah.
Falcons. A lot of people thinking D end here. First defensive player.
Don't tip him off.
Is it my turn?
Yeah. Oh, this guy needs a
doesn't know ball, I'm afraid.
Yeah, this is the Latu guy.
This is the number one guy.
That dude's falling.
Falling to eight. Congrats. All right, the Bears. Caleb Williams. Does he get a weapon to throw to?
Roma Odunze?
Yeah, Odunze goes here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. So here's the thing. This is a deep tackle draft.
Mm-hmm.
The Jets signed two Band-Aid 30-something-year-olds to play tackle. Chances are probably one of them's going to get hurt. So we're taking Talese Fuiaga from Morgan State to the Jets.
Mm.
And now this is going to you're going to get the Broncos continue. Pick.
No, lovely.
Vikings at 11. Could get interesting. Zach.
Yeah. This is where I would put JJ.
Yeah.
Jesus, you said three. That was like four slots. Like,
yeah.
So is this isn't worst case scenario for the Vikings if this played out. Because they would
worst case.
They don't like Penix or Nix.
I think you
or
could
this
trade.
Is this
yeah,
is
but,
way reaching for them.
Yeah, but you could trade. Yeah, you could trade back here. It's the same reason that we say like, oh, Broncos don't need to pick at 12 because if they want a quarterback, they trade back
right.
and get Bo Nix.
Well, they just got Zach Wilson.
Yeah, So
that's true.
This is what it would say is a trade back, but if we're giving credit for team play regardless of
for sure, there,
I'm gonna say I just want to see Bo Nix in a Broncos jersey, but yeah, probably Bo Nix.
Okay, so Scotty, you're at 12. Would the
Bo Nix off the board?
Yeah, it's crazy.
I know.
So where would the Broncos go?
Should have taken a defender there.
That's not what I think the Vikings will do.
Yeah, Sammy, but you could at least get Sammy D.
To 12.
And they have another first-round pick in the 20s they could get a quarterback.
Would the Broncos... Zach. Another first-rounder. Would the Broncos would be trading back in this
scenario? So this is my dream scenario for the Broncos.
Right now.
Actually, right now.
To trade back.
No, well, like in general. Because I know Bo Nix will be on the board here.
Okay.
Take Brock Bowers right here.
Ooh, tight end.
And we trade back into the first round at the end and snag Bo Nix.
Yeah. So I'm picking Bowers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bowers is a Bronco!
Who's the Raiders taking, Miranda?
Well, they've been the betting favorites to land this quarterback the entire time, so they're going to take Michael Penix.
Penix Jr.
He seems like
just A.J. Brown just signed a 3-year, $96 million contract.
Oh, Ricky. Pretty Ricky again. You fucking announced that 5 hours ago that Howie Roseman was working non-draft stuff, working on an extension. This random Twitter guy, like, literally has insider knowledge.
Hmm.
And he's predicted a lot of things this offseason.
Gross.
Never heard of her.
Saints.
Got her. Fucking got her.
Doesn't. She'll laugh at anything.
That's true. Her standards are pretty low.
All right, Saints.
Saints on the clock. I'm going to tackle here. I'm just going to parrot what every other jackass in sports commentary has said. The Trevor Penning experiment has failed.
Mm.
So this is where Troy Fountain knew.
I forgot about Trevor Penning.
Yeah, that asshole. I wanted him, yeah, and we took Linderbaum instead. And
the Saints? Like, Remember these, like, always getting in fights?
Yeah, he was a dickhead at his pro day.
All right, Scotty, you got the Colts.
God, this cold sucks. Hey, cold as the weather's getting better. Yeah. It's the worst.
I'm going to go Jared Verse here.
Okay.
Edge.
Shake it up.
All right.
All right. You guys go again because I'll get the Bengals. If you get 60, we each get our team's pick. That's what we've always done. You jerk.
Take it back.
Seahawks.
Who's
their coach? The Michigan guy?
No. My guy.
Oh, well, he did. Yeah, he was in
Michigan. But more recently. Watch how you're talking about my boy.
Zach.
Yeah, don't reach too much.
Sorry, I haven't been mock drafting for the Seahawks much. Fucking dick.
Dead air.
Quinyon Mitchell. I like Quinyon Mitchell here. Mm. They need some depth in the secondary. So
Jaguars on the clock. They were exploring a trade. They want to get a receiver to pair with after the loss of Calvin Ridley.
The Jaguars.
Yes. Mm. They're up next.
Is that my pick?
Yeah, you're on the clock here. Yeah. And then I would get two straight picks.
Yeah, they're not going to get it. They're not going to.
I'm saying they could trade back as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Since the receiving class is so stacked.
I think they pair a weapon next to, what's his name? Josh Allen, and take Dallas Turner.
Mm.
Yeah, I think Dallas Turner is actually where Latu got drafted because of Zach.
Didn't know who Josh Allen was?
Mm. All right, well, the Bengals.
I said his name.
The Bengals then get the next Geno Atkins.
From Texas?
Yeah.
Byron Murphy.
Can't.
Byron. We got five.
Byron
minutes.
Murphy the second.
No, you just all right. Said a mean
speeding
thing
through
me,
this.
What
did I say? I have the Rams. You fuck them.
You said I reached.
Zach, give me your vape.
No.
J.C. Latham, who is getting a lot of steam to go like fifth overall.
I think it's Latham.
Latham, really? Yeah. Is going to the Rams at 19.
Rams reportedly love Bo Nix.
Really?
Today.
That no one's really talking about them needing a quarterback.
Yeah, they're saying and it's their first round pick since Goff in
2016. Zach, you have your lovely Steelers.
Ugh. I think they're probably gonna this is honestly where we see Brandon Ayuk get traded for here. They're going to trade this pick and maybe
Brandon Ayuk
a third or fourth.
Gets traded to the Broncos.
But if they're going to stick and pick, we're probably going to see this is probably where go back to the receivers for me, would you? Because they need to replace the guy who never scores a touchdown.
Deontay Johnson?
Yeah.
Troy Franklin's pretty good.
This.
I mean, they're all going to go. They might go to the first round. I assume they're pretty good.
Xavier Leggett is rumored to get into the first round.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's projecting Brian Thomas Jr. to the Bills, but I'm going to put him right here.
Okay, at 20.
Yeah.
Scotty, 21, to the Dolphins.
Jimmy Cooper DeJean.
Oh.
Yeah, I desperately wanted him to fall.
Eagles on the clock. They need a receiver.
They need a corner.
Yeah, they need a lot.
They're pissed because Miami just took the corner, the best corner on the board.
So they'll settle for Terrion Arnold then?
That's great, yeah.
Ooh, great pick.
All right, Vikings, second pick of the first round, but they already reached and got their quarterback, Zach, so where are they going now? Double quarterback? Spencer Rattler?
They re-signed Kellen Mond. It's the same player. This is, I'm going to say Newton's going to go right here.
sure.
I mean, they need yeah. some work inside, and it's a good pick here. You know what the
running back is not going in the first round.
No,
they're not even going until the third round.
Yeah,
you think?
Yes,
we know.
It was -2,000 for no running backs first round.
All right, then I'll take his Texas counterpart,
Donnie Mitchell. Okay.
Oh God, I want him so bad.
Packers now.
Pack is back.
Going to be boring with Amarius Mims.
Yeah, it's a good pick.
Buccaneers.
Yeah.
This is the tackle run right here.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I think they need...
Pronounce that name. Is that who you're picking?
Fashanu? Sure. Go ahead. Take it.
Sounded pretty good, though.
Take it.
All right.
I think that if they don't have the tackle that they want there, they'll go with like an edge rusher probably, or a linebacker probably, but tackle sounds good.
Scotty, second pick of the first round for Arizona. Wouldn't it be awesome to go double wide receiver first round?
It would be awesome.
One of them's going to be like a stud.
Yeah.
Just statistically.
You're right.
You're trying to make him make worse picks.
I'm going defense, though.
Yeah, they need a corner.
Especially they need a secondary help. Head coach. I'm going Kool-Aid McKinsey.
Yeah. They need secondary help bad.
All right.
This has to be a wide receiver.
To the
Bills. It literally has to be a wide receiver.
It has to be.
They're going
to trade up to get somebody better than that, but
Lions. Yeah. Dan Campbell might just do something just to do something.
He's going to take a guard here because he's weird, and nobody's going to care. It's going to be like the most boring pick, and all the fans are going to weep. But
tackle opposite of Sewell or guard, Zach?
Guard.
Guard? Yeah. Interior lineman?
Yeah. Yeah, this is, I think, Frazier. Zach Frazier.
Ooh.
White name.
Zach Frazier.
Zach Frazier.
Yeah.
All right, you're on the clock again, Zach, with the Ravens.
West Virginia, it's just he has that grit mentality, that biting kneecaps thing that Dan Campbell loves. If Graham Barton's still on the board here, I'm going to shoot in my pants, so I'm going to take Graham Barton.
We care about Graham Barton.
I would love him to still be there. Just, I've seen a lot of mocks that people have always, like, people who know ball better than I do are saying, like,
those people
if he's
exist.
There, if he's there when it gets to a lot of them exist.
49ers, Scotty. Two picks left in the first round.
Yeah.
49ers. I'm going to take another reach at receiver here for the Niners. As
Since
they
Brandon
to
Ayuk.
Get rid of Ayuk, reset the contract.
Don't take
I think
my
they
guy.
Go Xavier
Leggett. Dad, damn it. Okay. Goes to 31. Last pick.
Yes,
Zach, go ahead and do the Chiefs.
Yeah, the fact that we still have Nate Wiggins here is kind of ridiculous, but it's going to be a
Sneed.
Yeah, it's going to this is going to be either Xavier Worthy or A.D. Mitchell, but we've already taken care of that. So go back to the receivers. They're going to take a receiver, so I'm going to say Roman Wilson probably.
Oh, I like Roman Wilson.
Yeah.
They lost Sneed.
Yeah, they traded to the Titans.
I forgot that.
Yeah. So, that's our draft,
man.
You're
having the worst mock draft you've probably
I heard. Know. This is going to be awful.
Oh, yeah.
But that's
Five
okay.
Minutes before the draft
well, we have like six quarterbacks and 12 picks.
That's
and we have J.J. McCarthy at
there
three.
There might be actual six quarterbacks drafted.
That could be fun. J.J. McCarthy's like the wild card, right?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
He's like not in tier one.
He's Will Levis from last year, kind
no,
of? No. He wouldn't drop?
He's like in between tier one and tier two.
Okay.
Yeah.
wouldn't drop below Knicks or
Packers. I want him to be good. All right, so
real
bad.
Quick before we before we wrap up,
he's a Bronco too.
Who's our dream if we're gonna have the best night of our lives? Yeah. Who's our team taking? Scotty, you go first.
Okay, here's my dream scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Broncos get a second round pick
just for tonight though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
The Broncos trade out.
Trade back
with the Eagles. Gain a second round pick.
Yep.
Take Bo Nix at 22.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a second round pick. They don't currently have one.
There you
That's
go.
My dream scenario.
All right.
Or take Brock Bowers where they are and trade back in.
Okay. All right. And then who do you take with your trade back in? Bo Nix again?
Yeah.
Two first round picks?
Yeah.
Okay. Shelby?
Byron Murphy.
Sure.
No matter what.
Okay. No tackle, huh?
Vontae Mack?
Or no.
Doesn't Vontae. Matter. I don't care who they draft.
Okay.
Fun.
Tackle be cool.
Yeah.
Oh, fun. But yeah. Byron Murphy, once someone said he was Geno Atkins, I was like, I'm in.
Well, if Dallas Turner somehow, or if one of these linebackers fall, or Edge falls, I mean, Trey Hendrickson.
They're not going to trade Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah.
They're not going to trade T.
Why did he even request a trade?
I don't know. It's fucking, I don't want to.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
until he sacks Russell Wilson.
Yeah, then I'm balling.
That's right, weird because we have a deal for Trey Hendrickson to listen to this live.
Through the window?
You can listen to Give me live. Money, please.
He probably lives pretty close.
Zach, dream scenario.
Cooper DeJean somehow falling to 30 would
You're
be
so a, racist. You just want a white guy so bad.
That's quarterback so is black. You're the one with the white quarterback, you racist.
Yeah, racist.
Okay, you don't even have a... You have three shitty white quarterbacks.
He does.
No, Zach Wilson, hey. I mean...
That's true.
Jarrett Stidham's the future? Scotty's been posting Jarrett Stidham highlights on purpose.
He's in my Twitter bio. Jarrett Stidham, QB1.
Is that a show?
Is Trevor Siddy's profile picture still from the Broncos press conference?
Probably.
Yeah, Cooper DeJean, if we can't do that, then... a tackle, one of the good tackles. I mean, there's a lot of good tackles. Amarius
sure.
Mims
help
falling. Amarius Mims falling would be incredible.
Help yourself to vape in here.
Or A.D. Mitchell.
He said I could.
Or A.D. Mitchell. Miranda, what's your dream scenario?
For the Raiders.
For the Raiders.
Probably Penix.
She wants Michael...
Aiden O'Connell?
Michael Penis Jr. All right.
Really gay up on the Aiden O'Connell love real quick.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I don't like Aiden O'Connell.
That
Speaking
he
of
sucks
like,
ass.
We need
somebody who can play.
Yeah.
Somebody who can at least grow a mustache. Hey.
Better show.
It's good to be back.
All right. Here we go. There's a little place where the sun sleeps late and pulls himself a shot of tequila. It's a little place called Pleasure Island. That's where I'd like to feel ya. It's easy to find just beyond the last wave. Dolphins and whales are up mating. Sail all day and all night and then take a hard ride. That's where I'll be awaiting. Pleasure Island, island of pleasure. No need to stop and think. Pleasure Island, beautiful treasure. Come on down and have a drink.